111.
So we're looking for a few good men, one to step in and serve as National Intelligence Director after the last one, Dennis Blair, resigned. Can you blame him? He had a meeting with the president, came out and said, I'm resigning. Not quite that way. He was a little more politically correct than that, but you know the reason why, because he's getting pummeled from all sides due to some sloppy intelligence work through a lot of different agencies, and he's the perfect scapegoat for that. So Blair will be gone. There's going to be an opening there. We still haven't filled the TSA spot, although somebody new has been nominated. We moved from that position to the fact that we're also looking for a top cop to regulate what's happening when it comes to offshore drilling and the regulations, because remember, he went screaming off into the night last week. Looking for work? Hey, everybody, Kate Delaney, America Tonight. We're getting ready to swing into yet another weekend, closer to Memorial Day. I hope you get to spend some time with your family this weekend. Whether you're left or right or somewhere in between, all the grays, everybody's welcome here. Throw in your two cents. This is about conversation and not shutting people out. 800-259-5791. So we have the syrupy oil washing into the marshes in Louisiana for the first time. And BP saying, okay, everybody's seen the live feed. We don't know how much is being pumped out there. We just had a guesstimate. Like we had a guesstimate with health care reform, only we didn't have a big bad government agency to put measurements to it. So we said 5,000 barrels, but it's looking like, who knows, it could be 25,000 barrels. If you've seen that oil being pumped out of that leak, you know it's an incredible amount. It looks much more like 25 than 5, probably even more than that. The big shaker on the Hill, two things. One, that the Senate passed the massive Wall Street regulation bill, but the problem is, because of all the anger that people were feeling over bailing out the dreaded three letters AIG and the banks are too big to fail and all this stuff, it's ultimately going to affect Main Street, but not necessarily in a positive way. At least the way it's been explained to me and all the questions I've asked and everything I've been able to ascertain over the past year when it comes to what's being put into this bill that will now be reconciled with the House, of course, and then ultimately become a law because Obama's going to sign this. What will happen is it will affect small town lenders. Do you go to a small bank? I probably have five different people in my world that go to small banks supporting this, the hometown bank just down the street. I used to do that, but they mangled it badly in my neck of the woods, so I got out of there and went to one of the bad guys instead. But the small town lenders, and there are some great ones out there, they're going to be stuck. You're also going to have some of the day traders will probably be stuck in this. First time home buyers are really going to be pinched by this now. And so this massive bill is going to affect all walks of life, including Wall Street CEOs, but I don't think as badly as the little guys. So once again, in an effort, what we are sold in an effort to help put out some of the fires that were raging, that were burning over bailing out these banks and these financial firms who would then turn around and throw it in our face when they had these outrageous bonuses that would be printed. Now, instead, this is also squeezing the middle class. And watch out with this whole borrowing thing. Ooh. These were the restraints and the proof that borrowers would have to pay for the simplest of mortgages. If you're in a house and you like your house, good, because I think it's going to be tough for a lot of Americans after this thing actually gets enacted. So we go from one extreme to the other, unless something's changed in between by the time it gets onto the desk of the president. And one of my bigger problems with this whole thing, the lack of focus and attention to Fanny and Freddy. There is no end in sight for those two. No end in sight. So you got losses that continue to pile up, and they ask for more money, and they're going to get more money. And ultimately, the taxpayer exposure is outrageous. And trust me, we're all going to feel it. I hate to be doom and gloom. Not to be, what do they say, a Debbie Downer? Not to be a Debbie Downer here on America Tonight, but that is the truth of it, because I have looked at all ends of this thing. I've been incredibly interested in financial reform. And as many of you know, I've told you this, I schooled myself through all the people I knew who were knowledgeable on what to do financially so I wouldn't be dependent on other people's opinions. And I knew this was coming down the pike and it's going to be ugly. So we move from that to Felipe Calderon, who had the floor in a joint session of Congress. Here's a little bit of what he had to say.
One of the main changes taking place in Mexico is our commitment to firmly establish the rule of law. That is why we are deploying the full force of the state to confront organized crime with determination and courage. Restoring public security will not be easy and will not be quick. It will take time, it will take money, and
all right, he's saying it won't be easy and quick, and that was more of the light fare of Calderon. He then went into the fact that he thought there should be a reinstatement of the ban on assault weapons that's getting ready to expire, and he also talked about the fact that the Arizona law was wrong, that it was racial profiling, and he didn't think the law did anything to help anybody. And got a standing ovation from our lawmakers for saying that. We move to John Boehner, whose hair must have been on fire today based on things that were happening all over the Capitol, including the fact that he's saying the health care reform bill and now things in the future are a killer. I mean, a job killer. Here's what he said earlier on the Hill.
One out of every 10 working Americans is out of a job. And any politicians who thinks that this is a statistic that is a cause for celebration is out of touch with what the American people are facing. Instead of focusing on jobs, President Obama and Congress have spent the last year pulling out all the stops to enact a massive health care bill that the American people didn't want. They claim the law is lowering costs and creating jobs, but the reality outside of Washington is the exact opposite of that. The administration's own chief actuary for Medicare and Medicaid says that the new bill will increase the cost for the American people.
All right, so we know that. That's nothing we don't know. It's just a matter of time when everything is ultimately enacted, just more bad news down the pike. All right, we have some good news for you. If you were thinking of going to the movies, like taking the kids, taking the grandkids, taking the neighbor kids, whatever, another Shrek. Oh, do you believe it? Shrek will never die. I don't believe it. There's going to be sequel upon sequel. It's going to be like Rocky in animation. We have a cheap movie review that's coming up around the bend.
If you suffer from poor sleep,
you've got to try MyPillow.
Introducing the most revolutionary, most comfortable, and coolest pillow ever, MyPillow. Imagine your very own custom fit pillow. MyPillow is the only pillow of its kind on the market that uses a patented fill, custom made to your exact individual needs. MyPillow is 100% made in the USA and has a natural built-in cooling effect that keeps your cervical nerves cool, and that helps you get the best REM sleep possible. MyPillow helps alleviate snoring, migraine, sleep apnea, and other sleeping disorders. MyPillow Pillow is antimicrobial, non-allergenic, dust mite resistant, machine washable and dryable, comes in many sizes and will not go flat. And best of all, My Pillow comes with a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee. So what do you have to lose? Except poor sleep. Go to MyPillowShop.com. Mention coupon code GCN and receive up to $40 off. That's MyPillowShop.com. Or call 952-442-6199. That's 952-442-6199. My Pillow for the rest of your life.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw-free enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
You may be new to freeze-dried foods. You may have storable food questions. You may want to buy your freeze-dried foods from a very reputable company and not go broke in the process. Welcome to the Freeze-Dry Guy. Okay, actually, we're more than just one guy. We're a California-based company that's been serving our U.S. military and other government agencies with the finest in freeze-dried storable foods and emergency rations since 1970. See all about us at freezedryguy.com. With Freeze-Dry Guy freeze-dried foods, you can and will be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. Freeze-dried guy foods are delicious, require little preparation, and will taste just as fresh decades from now as they do today. Just add hot water and serve. Backpackers consistently rate us number one year after year as the best tasting and ease of preparation. Isn't that what you want for your family? Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. Freeze-dry guy, the best you can buy.
All right, coming up on our Sunday show, you know who we're going to have on the show? Did anybody ever watch Little House on the Prairie, Melissa Sue Anderson? She has a book out that somebody was telling me about, and I started to have the conversation as to getting her on the show to talk about some of the things that happened behind the scenes and whatever. So for fun, we're going to have her on because Little House on the Prairie was a pretty long running series, and this Lost phenomenon wraps up with a big finale on Sunday night too. And you think of all the series that have captivated the American public and how long they've gone on, and when they finally start to fall off and wither on the vine, or because the actors decide it's time to step away, like Friends or Seinfeld would be another one. Remember the ending of Seinfeld, the worst of all time? If you got the Seinfeld story, I don't think you got the ending at all. So it'll be interesting to talk to her. She was on that long-running show for most of her teen years. Yeah. And quickly, before we get to movies, how about this Bret Michaels? This is a follow-up here. He's back in the hospital. Remember, he's on that reality television show, and he was going to go back and tour, and everybody thought, oh, it's a miracle after the brain hemorrhage. Now, they say he had a warning stroke. They diagnosed him with a hole in the heart. How crazy, and they didn't know that last time, but of course they didn't do tests for that. So let's go to the movies. At the movies, this is the big one, if you're into animation anyway. It's like I said, seriously, this Shrek thing will live on and on. It's going to rival Rocky. I'm so sure of it. I don't care what they say. If they say it's the last one, I'm not believing it. If they get a chance and this one's big, they'll make another one. Honestly, I would place a bet on this before I would be sure on a bet that I would make on the Belmont, if I were a betting person, of course. So let's head to the movies with our first movie trailer so you get a little glimpse into what it might sound like if you were sitting in the theater, and it's called Shrek Forever After.
Sometimes I wish I had just one day to feel like a real ogre again.
Well, why didn't you say so?
Just sign it, and all your problems will disappear.
Uh-oh. This must be one of those alternate realities.
Please stay tuned for a message from our tyrannical dictator.
Hello, people. It is I, Rumpelstiltskin, your new king. Whomever brings me Shrek gets the deal of a lifetime. No strings attached. So sharpen your pitchforks and get your mother. Get him!
It's the final chapter, and the race is on.
Oh, Momentum!
Yes. Just give me a minute.
The battle has begun.
Tonight, we take the kingdom back from Rumpel. The plan is simple. Wait, what's this?
That's my chimichanga sand.
We won't be needing that.
Trust me, y'all are going to be really hungry after this ambush, okay?
Now!
And they've got one day to save far, far away.
Chimichanga!
DreamWorks Shrek, the final chapter in 3D.
Come on, donkey! Mama knows!
And you are a catastrophe!
And you are redonkulous!
All right, I do like that. You gotta like that one line. You are redunculous. There are a couple of good zingers in there, but that's the beauty of Shrek to begin with. And I think it's, like I said, you take the kids to it and the kids laugh and they get it and they think it's funny and the donkey thing and all that. But it's really the lines that they miss. It's geared toward adults more than anything else. And of course, Mike Myers hasn't, I can't remember the last thing he's been in. Shrek is what I'm thinking. And you've heard his voice, obviously, there. And Eddie Murphy's in this, too. So some of the familiar voices that you would recognize, you'll hear. And the good news is it's just a couple of hours, and it's the continuing adventures of Shrek and his buds. So it's kids, it's family, it's animation, and it's yet another sequel. We move from that to something that got some buzz, some water cooler buzz, you know how I like to say that, a little skit that became popular on Saturday Night Live called MacGruber. And there have been some funny guest stars that have played nicely with the whole MacGruber theme. So here's what MacGruber will sound like at the theater.
Load it up.
He's the world's deadliest villain.
Let me push you.
Sorry.
He's ruthless.
No speak Russian.
Yep.
And brilliant.
Straight flush.
Damn it!
I'm going to turn Washington, D.C. into a pile of ash.
He's known only as Deer. And until now, he's been unstoppable. What the world needs is a hero who's so top secret, we don't even know his full name.
Hello, MacGruber.
Don't worry, this is just like Nicaragua.
I got shot in Nicaragua.
This is nothing like Nicaragua.
My name is MacGruber, capital M. A, C, capital G, R, U, V, E, R! Piper! Get behind him!
Oh my God, is he dead?
Yes, he's dead.
Don't worry, we got your back. We're only 7 blocks away, so if anything goes down...
7 blocks?
Okay, you got me. About 20 blocks.
Get ready for the best action.
Just do exactly as I said.
A new comedy. I mean action comedy of the decade. On May 21st.
I'm a virgin.
Not for long. MacGruber and his team will rid the world of evil once and for all.
I cannot wait to cut off your and shove it in your
MacGruber. MacGruber, coming to save the world May 21st.
Where have you been?
I just took an upper decker in the master bathroom.
Upper decker?
Yes, where you take a number two in the water tank and not in a bowl.
You look great.
All right, so MacGruber, you get the idea there. just to give you a clue, they say that he's got 16 Purple Hearts, 3 Congressional Medals of Honor, and 7 Presidential Medals of Bravery. It's an hour and 28 minutes, so you throw in previews and trailers that you'd have to sit through. If you're a fan of MacGruber on Saturday Night Live, then I guess you'd probably like this movie. I'm a fan of the guy who thought of it. Will Forte is hilarious. Kristen Wiig is good when she does her deal. And Val Kilmer's in this, and Ryan Phillippe, throw them in, too, for some movie star power behind it. We go from MacGruber, a Saturday Night Live skit turned into a movie, to Solitary Man.
This is Ben Calvin. His life is defined by success. He has a beautiful family.
Yes! All right.
A thriving career.
Ben Calvin, Calvin Motors.
And he's a highly respected member of his community.
Hi, Edward. How are you?
Good, good.
But this isn't the story of his success. This is the story of what happened after.
Why is it so good to see him?
Because you're not married to me anymore.
Hey, Grandpa! Dad!
Don't call me Dad. You don't call me Grandpa. She's checking me out. Give me a hug. Maybe she'll think we're married.
Yuck, Dad.
You are dating a woman because of her connections.
Do you even like this person?
Take my daughter on her college interview. She'll feel so much better with you there. I'd feel a whole lot better if you would just turn and leave.
Mr. Kalman, you're 3 weeks late. I need a check.
You had to screw a friend of mine. Someone I see at school every day. You're priceless, Dad.
Hold on here.
Just try not to catch anything you might give to my mother later, because I don't want to have to take care of her.
Allison has my highest recommendation.
Mr. Cheston will show you around.
Let me tell you something. Out there is nothing but possibilities.
What's wrong with them? Nothing. They're probably just not interested.
It's because you don't know how to talk to them. How do you get any work done here with all these distractions?
I look and go right back to what I'm doing.
Hey, you want to do it?
Aren't you a little old for all this?
Yeah, that's cool. Your lowest moments, you're alone. I learned that when I was in jail.
You paid a fine and settled.
Well, I was in jail for a night. Before I made the deal, I used to think about it a lot. Yes!
It's fantastic. You're out of your mind.
I didn't say anything.
I love it.
Dude, I say a whole bunch of stuff. You know, some of it's even the truth.
You can't cheat death, no matter how many 19-year-olds you talk into your bed.
Touchdown!
Half hour more, you two, that's it.
But I want to see with Grandpa. He said I can call him that in private.
Michael Douglas, that's good enough for me. And Mary Louise Parker, Susan Sarandon, Danny DeVito, who's good pals with Douglas, Jenna Fisher, a lot of well-known actors in this. And he was a big-time mogul, fell on hard times, and now he has to take his girlfriend's daughter on a weekend for a college visit. Could be good. Might be better wait for the DVD. I don't know. Hang with us here on ATN.
Fatigue, headaches, allergies and asthma, chronic disease. Is your home making you sick? Here's a fact. Our indoor air quality is getting worse, and the causes include chemicals, toxic gases, dust, pollen, dander, and even chemtrail particulates. To rid your home of these contaminants, get the best-priced air purifiers in the industry at airfiltersandpurifiers.com. Our air purifiers are specialized to fit your needs, from allergy sufferers to the sleep-deprived to the chemically sensitive. And with no tax, free shipping, a 5-year warranty, and a 30-day money-back guarantee, you have nothing to lose. And healthy, purified, clean air to gain. Call us at 800-499-2418 or go to airfiltersandpurifiers.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off when you use promo code GCN. Call 800-499-2418 or go to airfiltersandpurifiers.com, your trusted advisor for clean air.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
If you owe the IRS money you can't pay, then listen carefully, because you already know that the problem won't go away by itself. You can get help today from the leading tax expert in the country, Dan Pilla.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. The IRS isn't going to just forget about you. Right now, the IRS is hiring thousands of tax collectors to go after delinquent accounts just like yours. That's why you need to take action today, and I can help. I take a simple but proven approach to solving your tax debt problem. First, I stabilize collections so you don't have to worry about wage and bank levies. Next, I build a detailed plan to get your debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even eliminated. Finally, I work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. So call now for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829.
Dan Pilla will solve your tax problem, guaranteed. He's helped thousands of people, and he can help you, too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, CrossbreedHolsters.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Fact. 4 million people in the U.S. have hepatitis C due to liver damage. Fact. Cirrhosis of the liver is the eighth leading cause of death among Americans. Fact. Alcohol, many prescription drugs, food additives, pesticides, and environmental toxins damage the liver. Fact. 1 in 10 Americans is or has been affected by liver or gallbladder disease. Fact. Anything that keeps the liver from doing its job can put your life in danger. Protect your liver by visiting researchedherbs.com and learning more about the world's number one selling all-natural liver support formula, Live52. It is the only herbal liver supplement that is backed by over 190 published clinical trials and endorsed by 250,000 healthcare professionals in 76 countries worldwide. Don't wait to protect your liver. Visit us at researchedherbs.com or call 1-800-973-1486. That's 1-800-973-1486 or go to researchedherbs.com. All the goodness with none of the side effects.
Whoa, you know, you know, you know, you know, you must have been a beautiful baby. You must have been a beautiful child when you were only starting to go to kindergarten.
Kate Delaney hanging out with all of you across the country as we're swinging for the fences. How many times did we dissect the so-called liar loans on this program, talking about what was going on in our economy that tanked everything with those subprime bogus loans that were ridiculous, and how ultimately the housing economy was spiked artificially, to say the least, and some of the mainstream capital markets, all of them, were suckered in by originating some risky loans, a lot of risky loans that were aimed at, let's face it, illegal aliens that didn't have documents to prove what they were making, undocumented incomes. A lot of it was aimed at minorities, and it created this bubble, this artificial demand with very loose credit requirements. Anybody try to get a loan lately? Anybody going for that mortgage? Well, this is Financial Reform Day because the Senate did pass financial reform sweeping stuff. I wonder ultimately how it plays out, like I said, once they get back with the House, pull some of the loose pieces together, and then it ends up on the president's desk by July. I have some serious reservations about a few things in that piece of legislation. Anyway, thrilled to welcome to America tonight someone who knows the mortgage industry inside and out, former mortgage executive Marion Anthony, ushered in from our viral green room right now. He operates the Anthony Realty Group in Carlsbad, California, one of my favorite places, surfs up. And he's the author of Short Sale Rush. Hey, Marion, thanks for coming on ATN.
Thank you.
First of all, let me get your take on the on financial reform. The Senate passes it today. They've got to tweak it, reconcile it with the House, but some of that will affect the mortgage industry.
I think what they're looking for is, and what I the feel I'm getting out of it, it's over-regulation. I mean, it looks like it comes from an honest attempt to try to correct things, but they're just making the problem worse. They need to let markets just play out the way they need to play out. And all these new regulations are actually a conflict of interest, a majority of them are. And I'll give you one example. The new MARS program, which is basically the Mortgage Assistance Relief Service, it takes the authority away from independent counsel as an attorney and forces the borrower to deal directly with the lender. How does that help? That's only adding to the monopoly.
Right. Right. So this more regulation is going to, in effect, we're going to have a hard time with this.
Yeah, I mean, it's tying your hands. I mean, I'll give you this real simple. I'm a Marine veteran, okay? When I left the Marine Corps, I had a very good sense of corporate America. You have a chain of command. When I saw this problem start to happen, and people like my parents who invested very conservatively with their retirement savings, and that money started to disappear, I went to my immediate chain of command. I went to my state assemblyman. I went to my congressman, and I was seeking answers. Daryl Issa's office actually helped point me in the right direction, and we started to grind it out. What's being done? Why isn't there a public disclosure going out to all these people that are facing default with their alternatives printed in paper from their local representative? Why is that not happening? So it just seems that, you know, it's a very simple fix. In the day and age of communication is very accessible, emails, the internet. Why can we not share the information with people who are in default, their alternatives?
Yeah, and what? Tell us the alternatives. What are some of the alternatives?
Well, I'll give you an example. If you owe too much on your house today, a lot of people are just walking away.
Yes.
Okay, that contributes to the problem, because for almost every mortgage out there that someone is no longer making a payment on, that's actually affecting someone else that's pension fund or retirement or 401k that bought into mortgage-backed securities. So it's like a shell game. It's like a gigantic shell game. You remember the old shell game, where's the peanut, under what shell?
Sure.
You got three big shells. One of them's the borrowers, the other one's the banks, and the other one's the actual beneficiaries, the people that invest into these mortgage-backed securities that are traded on Wall Street. And if we are borrowing our own money, essentially, I'm borrowing money on my mortgage that is funded from yours and other people's, teachers, firefighters, police officers, pension funds that are invested in these mortgages. Now, if my mortgage fund is $500,000 on my house and I can only make a payment that's adequate to the economic standard, and everyone's lost jobs, everyone's bottom line's been affected, okay, and I look at my retirement account and it's been cut in half and the equity of my house has been cut in half, it's not very hard to determine who's been robbing Peter to pay Paul.
Yeah, it's obvious. Yeah, no kidding. Absolutely. And now we're seeing, too, that some new scams even are going around in this kind of market. You talked about the whole walk-away thing and what happens there, but what are some of the other things that are going on?
There's tons of them. And, you know, it's kind of sad because for the longest while, we as people in the United States have a civic responsibility to protect one another from these type of frauds. And, you know, it's interesting because the last, I don't know, 10, 15 years, you've seen a lot of these, you know, Carlton Sheets and Dean Gravazio, mm-hmm. How to make millions in real estate, and it's all a bunch of fluff. And, you know, these guys are trying to sell these, yeah, I call it fees for CDs. You buy their program for $1,200, $1,300, try to make money in real estate, and it's horrible. And because the industry has had such a negative stigma for such a long time, but no one really, you know, burned these guys out, you've now got an even bigger cloud of fraud and scams with, you know, Ponzi schemes for loan modifications. You've got all these phonies out there with their how to make money on foreclosed properties, which aren't worth a nickel. You got people on the media telling people, on advertising, telling people to walk away from their homes and how to do it,
right,
which is contributing to the problem.
Yeah.
We need to be more civically minded and figure out, you know, what's the best way to do it? So I wrote my book about Section 702, which is a very unique, very overlooked alternative for people that owe too much, which allows them to rent their house to a qualified buyer. Now, the qualified buyer has to pay fair market rent, which becomes dedicated to the note holder. So as a bank that is owed, say, $3,000 a month, and that person that bought the house can't no longer pay $3,000 a month, you're simply finding someone else that is willing to pay the bill that you can no longer pay. It's that simple.
Right.
And there's lots of people out there that want to do it.
Absolutely. There's a lot of people that would, because ultimately, right, they rent and then they can pick up the note eventually is what the deal is in some cases too, right? And they could just rent, theoretically, but they could also maybe also pick it up.
Absolutely. A lot of people, once they're in possession, okay, they're in possession of the property, they're watering the grass, they're paying the homeowners association dues, they're keeping the lights on, which protects the community from that whole downward spiral where the property just starts to get sucked the value right out of it, and you have that haunted house on the street that's vandalized, the lawn's dead, and it just drains the community of its value.
Yeah, no kidding. So you can make, and that's what you're telling us, you can make legitimate profits, too, with short sales and foreclosures.
Absolutely. You know, right now, asset management is a big, growing area for private equity. We're looking for more investors right now to get involved with the tapes, the buybacks. We can find out how many properties are going default from each lender by actually looking at the tapes. And that shows how many properties are default, what area we can pick the zip codes, opposed to the notice of default numbers and the credit reporting agencies that are reporting 6 months to a year later than they are supposed to. And that way, all these estimates that we're getting across the newswire saying, oh, it looks like the market's coming back, those numbers are old. They're like a year old. They're reporting on information that's a year old. And we're making decisions today, including the White House, on information that's stale.
I like the way you said that. You're right. Information that's stale.
Information. I wish I had 5 minutes with the president. I think I could open up his eyes and show him greener pastures. There's so much here that they're missing, and they're making an honest attempt at trying to correct the problem, but they're not really digesting the information correctly. They're taking it at face value. You have to second-guess everything. You have to validate everything in a market like this because it's just so treacherous.
Yeah, boy, no kidding. I think we learned something here tonight. Marion, if somebody wants to pick up your book, how can they do that?
If you go to shortsalerush.com, we've got links to the book on Barnes & Noble, on Amazon. I've got a free chapter for download for absolutely free, and it talks about the history of lending money. My dad helped me write it. He's a Penn State professor, 3 PhDs. It's a great education on the history of where money lending came from and how it should be conducted with a mutual benefit to both parties.
Yeah, no kidding. Hopefully we're going to get to the point where we've got numbers that aren't stale. That's the key thing. Mary, it was a pleasure talking to you. We'll talk to you again on America Tonight.
Thank you so much, Kate. Have a good night.
All right. You too. Mary and Anthony, and as he said, Short Sale Rush, that's the name of his book, A How-To Guide for Non-Performing Assets, the Biggest Ponzi Scheme Revealed. And he's right. You know, this is what we were talking about, those liar loans and how it's killed us. And this is part of what's led to this crazy financial reform that I'm saying, similar to what he's saying. You have to look what's underneath the hood, and ultimately the language of this law, what it's going to, the damage that it's going to do, and the overregulation. As much as it's so, it was perfect. It was made to jump on because, man, the banks that were too big to fail was ridiculous. It was ridiculous that the line was out there. And once people were furious, including myself, once they were bailed out, you know, that's like the last thing we want to see. The last thing we want to do is bail out a big bank when we see that they're making these massive fat cat profits and then throwing it in our face with the huge bonuses. But what they've got out there now, I think the overregulation is going to lead to a lot of problems. All right, coming up on the flip side, we're going to change lanes here on America Tonight.
Mm. Most people know that drinking pure high alkaline pH water is the most important factor in maintaining high energy and vibrant health. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals. Using plasma pH drops is the best way to make your water alkaline to help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops in the water you drink to raise the pH to a healthy level. Alkalizing water helps your body rid itself of acidic waste and increases the oxygen content of your body. Disease organisms like bacteria, viruses, and cancer cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776 today.
Don't answer it.
If fear strikes your heart when the phone rings, knowing it may be another bill collector, it's time for you to call Zero Debt in 90 Days. 800-477-9256. Settlements, bankruptcy, and attorneys are not the answer and may end up costing you up to 10 times more than necessary. Listen, if you're already in debt, does it make sense to get buried in another payment plan? Zero Debt in 90 Days gets you out of debt in 90 days guaranteed without a payment plan and without attorneys or going to court. Get the fastest relief from debt on the planet when you call 800-477-9256. If you have debt with the IRS, credit cards, student loans, or a foreclosure, we can help at Zero Debt in 90 Days, and we are the only organization to provide written guarantees on the results. Go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. That's ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. Or call now for free information. 800-477-9256. That's 800-477-9256.
AirAndAqua.com is your one-stop shop for some of the most affordable air and water purification systems available on the market today. AirAndAqua.com knows exactly what doesn't belong in our air and our water, and they know exactly how to help you rid your home or office of these harmful toxins. Did you know that your skin actually absorbs more chlorine while you shower than from the water you drink? AirAndAqua.com can help you eliminate dangerous chlorine from your water. AirAndAqua.com carries atmospheric water generators, glass water bottles, chlorine-reducing shower filters, air purifiers, water ionizers, filters that remove up to 95% of the fluoride in your water, whole house water purification systems, solar-powered lawn and garden products, water testing kits, and more. Visit AirAndAqua.com. That's Air and AQUA Aqua.com. Or call 1-866-380-2782. That's 1-866-380-2782. AirAndAqua.com. Purify your life today.
In 1965, this was the sound. Commission's done. One more time. One more time. One more time. Well, you see, it'll drag. Papa's got a brand new bag. Come here, mama. I'm gonna tell you to see.
All right, we're jumping around here on America Tonight, but you know that's how we roll here, right? Because there's so much going on, and we want to talk about it. I started with Felipe Calderon and the fact that he got a standing ovation. I mean standing ovation for comments about the Arizona immigration law and talking about it was akin to profiling. He didn't like the law. Well, you know how I feel about that, because I don't care what the Mexican president says in this regard. I do understand that we do have to have a good relationship with Mexico. I mean, let's not kid ourselves. And the commerce between the two is significant. But come on now, give me a break when he's telling his own people to avoid Arizona and they're just flocking to Arizona. Hey, if you're crawling under the wire to get out of this country because we don't have the opportunities for you and you want to go and grab the American dollars, geez, don't go to Arizona, even though 500,000 illegal aliens are already there. I mean, come on, give me a break. So he added to that, Calderon did, when he pushed Congress to reinstate a ban. This was really a big part of his message, because he did talk about the drug thing, and he talked about reinstating a ban on assault weapons to help cut cross-border gun smuggling, which is huge. And ultimately, he says, reduce drug gang violence for, you know, the southern neighbor and what's happening there. And this was in the joint session of Congress where he talked about fighting organized crime in Mexico. I think specifically we can roll that. Here's what Calderon said as far as banning the assault weapons.
Nothing guarantees that criminals here in the United States with access to the same power of weapons will not decide to challenge.
All right, trust me. He said Washington is aiding Mexico's battle against drug gangs with the pledge of $1.4 billion for equipment and police training to help fight the cartels that ship about $40 billion worth of illegal drugs north each year. So, again, the whole thing was wrapped up in an assault weapons ban and the push to not reinstate the assault weapons ban and not turn a blind eye to it and saying that guns from Americans were feeding Mexican violence. So, I mean, there's a great question. How do you feel about that? Mexico seized about 75,000 guns and assault weapons in the last 3 years. 80% of them, this is what is being said, 80% are coming from the U.S., and there are about 7,000 gun shops along the border. Why do you think there's gun shops along the border? Does he realize what's happening and what a war zone it's become along the border? I mean, millions of people are crossing illegally to get work, and some of the people that are also crossing are selling the drugs and are running guns themselves, and, you know, that's part of the reason you're seeing these gun shops, I believe, crop up, because they know people are going to get guns that way. So it brings up the discussion on assault weapons and whether or not that ban is reinstated. And it does go back to the Second Amendment. And Calderon was very careful about this, saying that he respected Americans' Second Amendment right to bear arms, but that many of the guns are getting into the hands of the criminals. But see, this goes back to the very basic ideal of guns. If you completely take guns away, what do you think happens? What do you think happens if you eliminate guns? What happens in that black market? You think the criminals are not going to get the guns? You got to be kidding me. And you know that there are other people. There are plenty of arms dealers who are willing and able to sell guns, whether it's to Americans or Mexicans or whoever. They're only too happy for the right kind of cash to do that. So I think that in looking at the gun issue overall, sometimes that's what's missed. And the assault ban gets wrapped up into this whole thing. And that's why Calderon was quick to throw out the drug deal and then say that guns from America and from Americans are feeding into the Mexican violence. So here's what I get from Calderon. He was careful about how he phrased it. First, he gets a standing ovation for criticizing Arizona, one of our states, saying the law was crap, pretty much. I'm summarizing, he didn't use those words, but saying that it was racial profiling and he didn't like the law. Then he slams Americans for being gun toters, saying that that is what's feeding this Mexican violence. If we just didn't have those guns along the border, if we just shut down all those shops, and if we reinstated that ban, hey, we wouldn't have the problems that we're having in this country. So he did add this, saying we have to find a way together to face and fix the common problem. And he must have said this a couple of times. He repeated several times in his address to the joint sessions that he opposed the Arizona law that requires the cops to check immigration status of anyone they suspect is in the country illegally. But we go back to the same premise. I mean, look, it's posted all over the internet. Anyone right now, as you're listening to me, could read this. It's 17 pages. And that's not the way it reads to me. And I don't think anybody else that I know, I don't care what label they call themselves, liberal, Democrat, whatever. I've had other people look at it to just make sure I'm not reading this wrong. And it does not say that. It's not written that way. And in fact, that's why I defend Arizona, because this is already something that is out there. And trust me, there are other states, even if they won't admit it, that are taking a look at what's happening in Arizona. Hard to tell at this point because that law hasn't kicked in. It doesn't kick in until the end of July. So far, it's only been a lot of controversy that's been drilled in the direction of the state and not so much on the offensive side of it, just a little bit, but not as much as you would think. And I think Calderon was wrong to bring that up, first of all, not really slamming the Arizona law, but not really getting what the Arizona law is. And that's my biggest problem with anybody who looks at it. And if you've really read it, you cannot say, you cannot parrot what is being thrown around out there, because that's not how the law reads. It's not how it reads. And somehow that's getting lost in the sauce. So we bring it back around to Calderon and the assault weapons ban. And earlier we talked about the intelligence director, Dennis Blair, resigning because he's gotten a mountain of criticism for the lapses in what's happened with Abdullah Muttalib on Christmas, where he could have blown up the plane in Detroit. What's happened with Shahzad, a little bit is going their way in Times Square. So I think he just said, you know what, forget about it. I'm not going to be the guy who tries to pull this all together, because that is a massively tough job anyway. Airport securities, missing terrorists, whose fault is that? The TSA says, hey, it's not our fault, and what about these lists? And then you go back to the airlines, and there's even a new government report that says at least 16 known terrorists have passed through airports where the feds were trained to spot suspicious behavior. I love when they release these things. So the GAO, or Government Accountability Office, right, says that between May of 2004 and August of 2008, these officers who worked for the TSA made about 1,000 arrests, but none of them were for terrorism. They have these behavioral detection guys, and they were supposed to watch for certain signals, and they've deployed about 1,000 of them at some of the more high-volume airports. But they can't really determine if the results were better than if passengers had been pulled aside randomly or not. So the guys who supposedly can detect suspicious behavior let at least 16 that we know of, because these 16 were later involved in terror plots and traveled several times through 8 airports where the monitoring program was in effect, and none of the 16 was ever stopped. Boy, that's chilling, isn't it? How are we ever going to stop these guys? John Lennon said it best, reality leaves a lot to the imagination.